The Jaguars have made a selection in the fifth round with 148th overall pick. They select linebacker Blair Brown from Ohio University. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier will go down. We'll hear from Mark Ellens in just a moment. He's the director of college scouting for the Jaguars. Linebacker pick here in the fifth round, guys.
Another pick for Jody Camillus. Another pick for special teams. I mean, this is not a guy who you expect to come in here and compete for any playing time at linebacker, but a guy that they need to get their punt coverage up. They need to get their overall coverage teams up. And this is one of the most efficient tacklers in college football last year. And has great speed, terrific speed, terrific tackler. Not so strong in coverage, which is why he's a fifth-round pick.
Well, and it's what you would have expected, considering, I think we mentioned earlier, everything that's happened in the draft is sort of what the offseason plan was laid out. They've gone big offensive lineman, running back. They have talked ad nauseum about how important special teams are. So you draft with that in mind, and you send a message about what you're going to be, and you send a message about what you want on this team. He's clearly a special teams guy, but you also need linebacker depth on this team. I think you're really good in the first three spots, Paul Posluszny, Miles Jack, and Telvin Smith. After that, this is a place where you go get linebacker depth and special teams help. Fifth round of the draft, it's tailor-made for it.
This is a guy who can run from one hash to the far sideline and all the way back. I mean, he has terrific close and speed.
I was going to say, I can do that, too. It just takes me a long time.
Guys, let's go down the hall and hear from the director of college scouting, Mark Ellens.
Yes, sir.
First, a lot of credit to our area scout, Antonio Robinson. He was really on this kid for the last 2 years and was definitely in his corner throughout the process. Blair's from the University of Ohio. He's a fifth-year senior. He's a four-year starter. He's played Mike and Will backer there. He was at the NFL PA All-Star game this year as well. He's originally from California, two-parent home. Basically, as a player, he's a run and hit guy, very explosive, fast. He's around just under 6 feet tall, 240 pounds, runs in the 4.6s. And Coach Jody Camillus also had him graded really high for us as for a special teams value.
Do you view him as a Will or Mike in the NFL?
Right now we see him more as a Will, but we think he has flex to do it, just with his experience of doing it. He's a smart player.
Did you guys view Will as being a need for you guys heading into the draft?
I think we wanted just to increase our depth there, and plus his flexibility gives us that as well. And the special teams need is big.
Ran pretty well at the combine.
Yep.
Did you realize he was a pretty fast player even before?
Yeah, you can see it on film. He's got a lot of range to get outside. He comes downhill. He comes downhill with purpose. He's got a lot of good edge to him, as we like to call it. Very physical player. Really loves football. He's into it. Kind of meets all the criteria that we're looking for in a linebacker.
15 tackles for a loss, so a big number for a linebacker. How is he able to do that?
He's instinctive, he's fast, he's physical, he can get off blocks. He also led the team in tackles this year, and he is a first-team All-MAC selection.
Any concern about the level of competition with the MAC?
No, I mean, the MAC play, they play some pretty good teams, I mean, even though they play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night later in the season, but they still play a lot of good teams.
So exclusively at Mike
and
Ohio?
He played Mike and Will during his career.
Pretty equal balance of both?
He was Will this year and then Mike the previous 2 years.
Can I go back to Thursday in Fournette? How much does he jump out of tape when you first start watching him?
It's pretty easy. I think my six-year-old daughter can figure out how explosive and fast he is. I mean, even 2015, obviously, when he was, had more production, if you have any questions, turn on the Mississippi game from this year. So.
Does he compare to any other guy you've scouted throughout the years?
To me, my first impression was Gurley.
So, what were some of the similarities there?
Size, speed, toughness, strength, explosiveness. That was pretty much my first inclination when I was viewing him, last year and this year.
Do you have a pro comp for Cam Robinson?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a pro comp for an NFL comparison for Cam Robinson?
Trying to think. Cam? Of recent, I don't know. He's different than most of the left tackles that we've looked at the last couple years because he's so much heavier. And he has the same footwork. So I think that's kind of one of the things that stood out with him as well.
Did you see him excelling at guard?
I can actually see him playing left tackle. You know, he's only played left tackle in his 3 years there, but he can play right tackle and probably play guard as well. I mean, he's a big, athletic man. So,
back to Fournette for a second. He had Cam Cameron as his coordinator for a couple years, obviously, NFL guy. Did you see a lot of run game concepts like that that made it easier to evaluate how he'll transition?
Yeah, I mean, they operate. There's a lot of downhill. They'll run some outside zone. They run power inside. Kind of a mix of both. We think he can do both equally. I mean, the best thing, though, is like he's got really good instincts, and he can put his foot in the ground and get downhill. So,
how about Smoot last night?
Smoot's a good pick. Very solid player. Quality character kid. He's got really good get-off to get off the edge. He's athletic. He's tough. And the one thing that really jumped out to me, I was at the Michigan State game this year. At a live game, I think Michigan State had 98 plays on offense. I think he was in on 92 of them. And then the biggest thing there was because Michigan State was coming down, when they needed a play, he made it. He got a quarterback hurry. Ball game's over. Illinois wins. So that was pretty impressive. The kid hardly comes off the field. And then another game, he played 65 consecutive snaps before getting a break. So
on tape, he's constantly in the backfield. Do you see a transition with that typically from college to the pros when you see a guy that's constantly in the backfield like that?
Yeah, you'd hope so. I mean, the thing is, like I said, he's an explosive kid. He plays really hard. He's an athletic guy. And so if he can do it on that level, high odds he can do it on this level. And I think the one thing, too, is like he played two different schemes this year. Last year he was more of our Leo, the open-sided end. This year he played primarily base left end. So. I don't think it wasn't too much pressure, but he was very supportive of it.
You mentioned Joe D is one of the new coaches, a lot of new coaches. Did that change the specifications for the scouting staff in terms of what you had to look for after the last couple months on tape?
I mean, we've always stressed it. But Joe D, I like how he's kind of hands-on, and he enjoys watching all the film and that type of stuff. And even, you know, Coach Coughlin was like, it's the three phases of the football game, offense, defense, special teams. So we really dialed in, too, as well, like looking at linebackers, defensive players, and even offensive players that we thought could contribute not only, as core guys, but also, in the return game.
One more on Westbrook, just his production this past year. Did he move a lot throughout the field, or was he inside?
Didi was more in their offense on the one side just because of the offense that they ran. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Mark Ellens, Director of College Scouting for the Jacksonville Jaguars after the pick of Blair Brown, the linebacker from Ohio. And yeah, that makes sense. Special teams, a big emphasis here. Big pick for the special teams and can jump in when necessary. So,
well, it's a money where your mouth is pick. Yep. You've talked special teams all offseason. You've done it in free agency much more than they had in the past. I mean, they brought in guys in free agency who are clearly special teams guys. And then a fifth-round pick for a special teams guy is a high-equity draft pick if it's a special teams pick. So they're not messing around on this.
Always, always trying to upgrade your roster. I mean, this is a direct challenge to a guy like a Hayes Pollard who's been here for a couple of years. You know, the middle linebacker who can step outside and play will, but your special teams have got to be there. It's going to be a very intense summer for those guys fighting for those jobs.
There's two more picks left. I would be very surprised if those guys are slow. And I'd be very surprised if they don't play special teams and in the back seven.
Interesting to get some other thoughts on some of the previous draft picks, too, from Mark Ellens. First mm-hmm. time we've heard from the director of college scouting. We didn't know a lot about Smoot until really right then. The impressive part was the Michigan State game for Illinois last year where he played 92 of 98 possible plays and made the play at the end of the game. That's the kind of thing that a scout in person loves and remembers. That just it sears in somebody's memory.
Yeah, made plays, disruptive, and from what – Mark just said, very reliable. So that's what you're looking for in the mid-rounds because you want these guys to contribute for at least 4 years. That's the goal. You don't expect them to be 5, 6, 7-year players, but you want to be able to get production and you want them to be on the field.
He's not that quick twitch, explosive edge rusher, but you heard Ellen say there that he's got a good get-off where he gets to the ball, is off the ball fast, plays with power, so he can convert that explosiveness to power. And that's important when you're going up against the big tackles.
They want to come in waves, JP.
Yes, they do. They want some more speed. We'll see if they get that speed a little later today. A lot later today, in fact. No sixth-round pick for the Jaguars. A pair of seventh-round picks on the docket. 222nd overall, 240th overall. They're so close together. The time is so short in the seventh round. We will not have a show after each of those picks. We will have the draft wrap-up show coming up at the end of the draft tonight. For now, that'll do it for our coverage. The Jaguars have a pick in the fifth round, 148th overall, the linebacker from Ohio, Blair Brown.